Welcome into the Jefferson My Drinks Fantasy Podcast. My name's Harlan Monk and I'm joined by the deadly duo of...
Pete McManus.
And Ian Harrison.
Today, lads, we're doing something a little bit different. We're playing your cards right.
Nice.
Yeah, for anyone out there that was listening that recognised that theme tune, firstly, you're old. Right, secondly...
Let's not offend our listeners.
To be fair, if you didn't recognise that theme tune, I don't want you listening to my podcast. So.
If you're not a fan
let's not say things that we might later regret.
If you're not a fan of 90s Bruce Forsyth, I don't know what you're doing listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Probably wanting fantasy.
H is now in the corner flexing his muscles.
Good game.
The rules are simple. We each have a category. So Pete, you're on quarterbacks. Ian, you're on running backs. And I am on wide receivers. We're going to give the wide receiver rank or the quarterback rank, running back rank, and the other two have to decide, did they finish
higher
or
lower?
Simple game.
When you say rank, we're talking within that position,
yes.
ADP
yes.
versus final finishing rank.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, nothing for preparing this game?
No.
You might.
Yeah, you might.
You might.
You don't get anything.
To be fair... When we get to mine, one of them is the same. And if you get it right, I'll give you the game.
One of them is the same in mine as well.
Ooh.
Wait.
No, I'm just different.
Yeah. Who's starting?
I think we'll start with the quarterbacks.
We'll start with quarterbacks,
yeah,
won't we?
Quarterbacks.
Okay. So I've got 10. So am I giving you 5 each, or are we just going 10 and you both guess higher or lower?
That one.
Definitely a conversation we should have had before we started.
Yeah, we should have agreed that, yeah.
Right, we'll kick off. I'm going to mix them up then because I'm not going to go in order. But one of them is the same, so bear that in mind.
This one?
Just give.
I'm going to kick you off with Kyler Murray, whose ADP was 25.
Quarterback 25.
Did he finish higher or lower than quarterback 25?
There was a lot of injuries. When did he come back?
Week 7 or 8?
I think he could have done this. I think he could have gone higher.
Yeah, I'm going to go higher.
Yeah. Let's go higher.
No. You don't have to copy me. It's not a joint decision. It's me v you. No.
All right.
Get lost with that. Everyone's a winner. We're not doing medals. Yeah. Rubbish.
I'm going
it's
higher
a competition.
As well.
Both going higher? You're both wrong. He finished 26.
Oh.
So one lower. So that was a tough one to kick us off.
Oh.
Second one up, Matt Stafford was ADP 19.
Ooh. Higher.
H is going higher. You joining him?
I am going to join him. I'm going to go higher.
I want to say he was 15.
You're both correct. He was 15.
Ooh, yes.
I had him at the end of the season.
Right, we're on the board.
Yeah,
we're on the board.
We've got a point.
Geno Smith, whose ADP was 13.
Lower.
Correct. He was lower. He finished at 19.
Bad year for Geno.
Considering it was QB4 year before.
I don't know. I don't have that information to hand.
You didn't tell me
to research that. No. Let's go Lamar Jackson. His ADP was 4.
Lower. Just straight in there, lower. Because you two moaned about him a couple of weeks ago. That's why I've gone lower.
We did moan about him.
Higher.
Did finish...
No, wait. No, this is the same. I'm going same.
Oh, you just cost yourself a point. He did finish.
He did
finish as quarterback 3.
Wow.
At the end of the season after a strong finish to the season.
I just got excited.
I should be keeping track of this. Hang on.
It's one each.
I think it's two each.
Geno and Stafford.
Matt Stafford. Got that one wrong. Number 5, we will go Jalen Hurts, whose ADP was 2.
Lower.
I'm trying to think whether he...
Oh, wait.
He's got a lot of touchdowns on the tush push.
This is the same.
I'm going the same.
I'm saying the same.
Yeah,
I'm
same.
I'm sticking with that. Jalen Hurts finishes 2.
You're saying the same?
I'm saying it's the same.
You're correct. He was.
Yes!
He did finish as number two.
I talked you into that one.
I went first on that.
Let's go Tua, whose ADP was number 9. Did he finish higher or lower?
He threw a lot of ball at early doors. It's good podcasting
this. People can play along at home.
Yeah. They can play at home, can't they?
Yeah. I'm going higher with Tua.
If you are playing along at home, let us know how you got on. Yeah. Be honest.
Yeah.
Be honest.
You're going higher?
I'm going with higher. He threw a lot of points early doors.
Higher than 9. Ian?
We should have told people to get a pen and paper ready at the start of the podcast, shouldn't we?
Yeah, if only they had the technology to pause it and
rewind.
We're not really recording it. I'm not going back.
No, not us. Them. They're listening back. They can pause it.
They could pause it.
Pause now. Go get yourself a pen and paper.
Lower than 9.
It was lower than 9. He finished his quarterback 10.
Where did you go?
I went higher.
I thought you might have.
Ian takes the edge. We'll go with one for 8, Jay. Derek Carr, who was ADP, was 21 on the season.
He was poor, though.
He was poor.
I believe in him. Go on, Derek. We're going higher.
Higher than 21?
18, I'm going.
Yeah, he's got... I'm going to go higher.
You're going higher as well? Yeah. He did. He finished as 18.
Well, I got that bang on.
Well done, H.
That's Stafford.
So that's 5-4 to Ian.
It's a shame you don't get bonus points for that, really.
I know. Yeah.
Too late.
Too late for that.
Committed.
Let's go Joe Flacco, whose ADP was 39. Did he do enough in the limited games that he played?
Oh, this is so tough.
To finish higher than quarterback 39.
100% yes. I'm confident with that one.
H is going higher.
We've gone through
so many quarterbacks this year.
There's none that have been... I mean, he only played 5 games, but he was better than so many. So, yeah, I'm believing he's... I'm saying he creeped into 34 is my bold call.
Have we gone through 38 other quarterbacks is the issue. I reckon we have.
This is making great podcast listening.
I'm struggling here. I'm going to say lower.
He did finish higher. He finished the quarterback 33.
It was one higher than I thought.
So H pulls it back, 2 to go.
Evens to 2 to go.
So we'll go Josh Allen, who was ADP 3.
He was quarterback 1.
Yeah.
He was. So you both got that. I ruined that one. Slightly higher. And then finally, we'll finish with everyone's favourite quarterback, Mac Jones. Whose ADP was 29. Did he finish higher or lower than 29?
Surely that's lower. Because he got benched so much. I'm going lower.
I want to know who the 3 starting quarterbacks lower than him. Like if he was at 29, who was 30, 31 and 32?
I think Baker was one of them. Yeah.
I think I'd probably still take Baker. I'd have taken Baker over Matt Jones at the start of the season.
I don't know. Would you?
Yeah.
This was the Bucs who at one point you called that were going to have the number 1 overall draft pick in 2024.
I know,
so.
He was the check down king. He makes a load of easy passes. And he had the weapons. Matt Jones has got nothing. What was it, 29?
29.
Lower.
You're going lower, H?
I've gone lower as well.
Both lower. It was lower. It was 31.
Oof.
So out of that, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Who do you reckon 7 the 3 were then? Ridder.
7 out of 10. For both of you.
Right, fair enough.
Baker. Baker was 30. It can't be Ridder, surely. I don't know.
I'm going to throw in a tiebreaker from the tight ends, as we're not doing tight ends.
Ooh. Okay.
Dalton Kincaid was ADP 11. It only works as a tiebreaker if one of you goes the other way to the other one.
No, well, I'll go lower.
Look, you think he was lower than 11?
I'll go lower.
I think he's definitely lower because he's.
No,
do you know what? Just for the tiebreaker, I'll give it you. I'll go higher.
Than 11?
I don't think he did, but I'll go higher for the tiebreaker.
He was tight end 12, so he was slightly lower.
Yeah.
Well done, Lance.
Yeah. Enjoy.
You know your stuff.
But specifically, well done, Ian, because I won that one.
Well, you didn't. I just gave it you because I clearly stated he was definitely lower.
I'd say one more from the tight ends just for a bit of fun. Taysom Hill, was the ADP was 16.
Higher. Because he played quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Yeah, but he only...
Linebacker.
Some good tight ends this year, though.
There was.
Like one good week, I think.
No, he had a couple.
No, I think he had one.
I'm going higher.
I'll be contrarian then. I'll go lower.
He was slightly higher. He was tight end 15.
Oh, only one higher.
But, you know, tight ends are a lottery and we don't really care about them.
It's over.
Most importantly, I won the tiebreaker. So move on. Do you want to go H?
No, we'll go to the running backs because you mentioned they're people that nobody cares about, and the NFL don't care about these lot, but we do in fantasy football, so we're making them relevant again.
The NFL cares, it's just that the owners don't.
Yeah,
the owners don't want to pay them. So we'll do running backs. So I initially prepared 10 for each of you. So I've got 20 in the bank here if I need to go for them. So
I'm just going to
tilt my laptop away from H and his prying eyes. Tony Pollard, RB7.
Lower.
Definitely lower.
Sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. RB14.
I had him in at least 2 weeks. and it felt worse than RB14.
Right. You're still keeping scores, Pete?
Do you want me to keep score again?
You're good at the old score keeping. We won't bring up the last episode of the season, but next one, Ian.
Okay.
DeAndre Swift, RB22.
Oh, I think this is going to be one of the closer ones.
I'm going to go higher. I don't think there'll be a lot in it, but I think he did enough.
Did you say you've got one that sits even?
I've got one here that is the same.
I'll go with this one being the same.
Right. Well, well done, Pete. He finishes RB20, so higher than his ADP.
Yeah, I thought it'd only be slightly.
Yeah, it wasn't much, was it? I've got to go Joe Mixon, RB12.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
He finished strong, didn't he? He did finish strong, and he also he was quite high in ADP because of his contract situation for a lot of it. So I will say,
I love how H is explaining his tactics to Pete before Pete's even guessed. Yeah. Here's a little information for you,
you're
Pete.
Assuming that Pete's listening. Yeah. So.
Pete never listens.
He just explained to
me
why he was ADP 12, but you've already given me that information, so that doesn't help me.
I'm going higher. I'll go slightly higher. I think he finished the season well enough to get above a few.
I think this might.
Pete's not sure. Eh?
I think this might be the one that's the same. I could see him being about 12, so I'll go the same.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. He actually finished as RB5.
Oh, did he?
Wow.
It was top five.
That does surprise me slightly.
Yeah. I didn't think he was that high up.
I didn't think he'd be quite that high.
Did you go higher? Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
I've marked you down incorrectly anyway. So.
Just so you can win.
The joy of being the one who marked.
Next up is Khalil Herbert at RB34.
Sure. Oh, he was injured for a bit, wasn't he? I'm giving you all the information again.
He had one game.
Oh, go higher. I'll take a punt on higher. I think he may have got to the top 28 at least.
Okay.
On the basis that he missed a few games, I'm going to go lower.
Well done, Pete.
Oh.
He actually finishes RB42.
Wow.
Which means he was worse than Alex Mattison and therefore is irrelevant to the NFL moving forward.
He was. I have got Mattison on here, but we all know how that finished. So he was obviously lower.
Not well.
He dropped 14 places.
Pete's still crying.
Yeah.
It was a lot more in the leagues that I was in. That's his average draft position. I was drafting him a lot higher than his average draft position.
Sixth rounder.
Didn't want to miss out on all those points.
Isaiah Pacheco, RB25.
Higher.
Yeah, easy.
12?
15.
Yeah.
15, not far off. I'm going to leave out the obvious.
He's underrated, Pacheco, isn't he?
It's just his run.
It's just he was so low because the Chiefs don't run it, do they?
No.
And this year they've kind of had to because they've had numerous issues on offense.
Do you think he'll be pumped up next year?
I do.
Pumped up is not the words I was looking for.
Pumped up.
Yeah. I think he'll be a little.
You've got to pump it up.
I think he'll be higher than his last year ADP.
Yeah, I think it'll be artificially inflated because people will think the Chiefs next year will be the same as the Chiefs this year.
What was he this year?
He started as he was RB25 as ADP and finished as RB15.
Yeah, I
think. What do we think his ADP will be this year?
I reckon it'll be about 18, but
I was going to say 18-ish.
Yeah, I can see him still doing a little bit more than that, but I'd say 18. Is it
16 to 18, something like that?
Yeah,
I can buy that.
Well, with Rashi Rice coming through, I think the Chiefs have found a solution. What a player.
Yeah.
Someone else is on my dynasty roster. my dynasty wide receivers are stacked. I tell you what, that's the one good thing about playing dynasty that I've noticed over the weekend, over the wildcard weekend, was obviously it doesn't count anymore. We can't play, but you can still look at him and go, "That's my guy." That when Puka Nacua is going off for 200 yards again, I was like, "I own him." His value's only going in one direction at the moment. There's just that little added enjoyment of watching the playoffs and watching your players, where you're like, "I own him. He's mine."
Also, please don't get injured.
Yeah. There's loads of time between September. I can do anything. Just don't snap your ACL.
We will do my mate, Javonte Williams. RB23.
Lower. I think you finish.
Are you saying lower?
Yeah. I'm trying to think where. He didn't have a great year. I think he only
scored. I know he didn't have a great year.
He scored one. But
did he have a year good enough to get higher than RB23?
No.
Just because I've given up on him, don't let that influence your decision.
You know what? This is the stick. I'm changing it. I think he finished at 23.
If we're doing proper player cards right, you could do a swap, couldn't you? At some point, you get halfway through. You're like, can I swap my card, please?
Peter,
you having this as the same?
I'm having this one as the same.
23. I'm going to go lower.
And you would be right to go lower.
I knew I should have stayed lower.
RB29.
You didn't say lower. You said higher, didn't you?
I said lower originally and then went, no, actually, it could be
changed
the same.
Mind.
The same is still out there, though, Pete. Just let that get in your head.
It's 5-3, mate.
I'm buried in this one.
You're going to keep going the same until you get it. So,
well, like I say,
it's same.
I've got 20 running backs here. I might not chuck them in.
Oh, fair enough.
I might just leave them out because you know they're coming.
What? How many have we done now?
6.
And you've got 5 right. Go on, Pete.
Kenneth Gainwell.
Dominating this game.
Gainwell.
RB49.
Oh my god.
Come on. We have some relevant players.
You gave us
players.
Flacco, so let's.
Yeah, but Flacco was relevant.
Higher.
RB49. I'm going lower. I don't even care.
You are both wrong.
It's the same. Get a grip.
49.
You knew it was coming as well? I like that.
I don't. The most irrelevant
the thing is
running
doesn't
back.
Even invoke any conversation because Kenneth Gainwell is not relevant to any chats moving forward. That might be the first, last, and only time he gets mentioned on this podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
Ever in the history.
Let's see. We will do. It's too easy. Najee Harris. RB10.
He finished strong, but I'm going to say he didn't make it. I think he was RB12.
I'm going to go lower.
I'm going lower.
12.
I'm going with 12.
I would say slightly lower than that. Maybe 15.
23.
Really? Wow.
He really started badly.
He does this every year, though, doesn't he? I suppose. I should have known.
Derrick Henry. RB6.
I think I know this one. So I'll wait for Pete to answer.
You could have just said You could have just not said, I think I know this.
He's not finishing in the top five. I'm going lower.
I think he finished RB8.
Seven. That's our ninth.
Ooh, last one. Pete has cruised it anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Playing for pride.
We will finish.
Have you got some pride?
No. No. But to be fair, at least they didn't throw in Kenneth Gainwell. Talking about losing pride.
Hey, maybe we've not done yours yet.
Mine are good receivers.
Ryan Robinson, RB32.
Higher, definitely.
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 Because at one point, I'm sure he was RB8. So I know he tailed off massively at the end of the year.
He did have a bad finish, but he's not going to fall below that. He didn't go. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He finishes RB21.
Yeah. I think it was after like 8 weeks he was RB8, and I was trying to trade for him thinking, oh my word, he's brilliant.
Yeah, there was a couple on there that I just couldn't do because they're too obvious, like Achan.
Yeah.
Too obvious, RB44. Obviously higher. Breece Hall, RB14.
He finished RB3 after I said he did nothing.
Jalen Warren, RB50 to RB22.
Yeah.
Breece Hall finishes RB3.
I think so, yeah. His last three games, RB2. Yeah, his last three games, he put up average of 35 points.
He hadn't finished ahead of Kyren Williams.
Yeah. Kyren Williams finished third, ETM fourth, I think. We don't even need to mention one. It's obvious.
I didn't put Josh Jacobs in it either. I didn't put Josh Jacobs in it.
It wasn't Bijan.
No, wasn't.
Heartbroken by that.
So you won that then?
Question for you on Bijan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I won 8-6. It was over before.
Nice.
Question for you. If Belichick goes to the Falcons, I'm not trying to restart the coaching conversation. Who does that benefit more, Kyle Pitts or Bijan Robinson?
Pitts.
Bijan Robinson, because they've still not got a quarterback.
No, because Belichick will pick the guy out of the...
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, he likes a committee, doesn't he?
He does. And Algier is still there.
He likes a tight end.
Just so who's gonna get all the pop? Is it gonna be Pitts?
Johnny Smith.
Yeah, Pitts is a blocking tight end, isn't he?
To be fair, if they have an offensive coordinator, I will probably be all in on all three of them. London, Pitts, and Bijan.
It depends what he does in the off season with the quarterback position. I think the Falcons this year proved that they've not really got anyone there that's capable.
No,
absolutely no reason why they needed to get rid of Mariota, because he could have done just as well as anyone
else.
Yeah, but
he's not the answer either. They'd still get to the summer and
he's
need
not
a
the answer. But you've lost capital on bringing Ridder in.
Yeah.
There's no reason for that at all. They need to reset a quarterback, and then maybe we'll talk about Kyle Pitts and Drake London improving.
Yeah.
But initially, if they keep the team as it is, it will improve Bijan Robinson.
Did he finish? Was he top 10 in the end?
I've not got
he was,
it.
Oh, he was in and around the top 10 the entire time.
I think
time
he was 8 or something. I'm not gonna get it to hand because he wasn't one of the ones that I chose.
He was, yeah,
because it was too obvious. So that would definitely have been a lower one.
Definitely
too.
Lower, yeah.
He was top. He must have been top three. Must have been third behind.
Yeah,
Eckler and
McCaffrey. McCaffrey, Eckler, Bijan were the top three in order.
Just a quick one, whilst we are mentioning
12. He was
12.
All right.
Whilst we are mentioning the head coaching spots, which is the best landing spot? So
for a young coach like me, you
have your choice of the teams. Which,
49ers.
No, that have a head coach vacancy.
You said that with such a straight face, and then just stared into the abyss as well. It's like, I'll take the 49ers. I've not really understood the question, have I? So.
Out of the head coaching vacancies, which is the best landing spot? Which would, if you had all of the options and you were whatever you wanted to be, head offense, defense, which one would you take?
I'd, as much as I hate them, I'd take the Cowboys.
He's not been sacked yet.
He might have been by the time
put it out. But okay, Cowboys.
I'm expecting him to be sacked.
Yeah. If he's not, if we're working off the 8 that are available. Or 7. We'll include the Patriots in there because it was available.
I don't want anything to do with that. Absolutely nothing to do with that.
Do you know what? I know I've said that their roster is a mess, but I would go with the Chargers.
Just because of the quarterback?
Yeah, because if you haven't got a quarterback, Falcons being a prime example,
yeah.
Steelers being another example of teams we've talked about, you haven't got a quarterback, you haven't got anything.
Yeah.
And they have.
I would also go with the Chargers.
You can find the rest of it. You can fill the gaps. Yeah. You can, if you're good enough, Sean McVay or someone like that would go in there and would coach the rest of it up and would work around it. But having a quarterback makes all the difference for me.
Yeah. I agree, the Chargers. The one that is the one that I would consider a little bit would be the Commanders, just because they've got a high draft pick and I think you could potentially get that quarterback. But if you're going off looking at that roster, it has to be the Chargers, because purely quarterback, because you can, like you say, you can do whatever you want with when you've got a quarterback, really. So
yeah,
it was an interesting, I just thought it'd be something to,
I'm a little biased because I already have a soft spot for the Chargers anyway.
Yeah,
if you add into the fact that I'm living in LA, it's an amazing stadium to play in. There's a lot going for the Chargers.
Yeah,
there is a lot definitely. Going.
They haven't got any fans.
No fans. That should be a clip.
They haven't got any fans, but I mean, Ian's a City fan. He knows how that feels. So he's there all the way.
Only since 2008, when we were founded. Right, go on, NH.
Let's go back to the receivers. So first one was wide receiver ADP number 7, Devontae Adams.
You've not got any of the same, have you?
I've got no sames.
Right.
No sames.
Samies.
No sames.
I'm going to go... He finished well, but I don't think he's top 7, so I'm going to go lower.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Is this full PPR?
Full PPR, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go lower.
I like that we've got to the last section and we're now asking if
didn't it's matter in mine.
Full PPR. Yeah, I don't think he broke the top 7, no.
He finished 11, so both right on that one.
Yeah. Did finish strong.
Next one. It's another that I think it's going to be relatively comfortable, but Amari Cooper, wide receiver 19 to start the year.
Higher.
Yeah, it's got to be higher.
You don't hit the 50 club and not get higher than 19.
It's got to be higher than 19.
17.
I didn't think it'd be that close.
It's different with wide receivers.
It's top 15.
Full PPR wide receivers are going to score. You're going to have to score a lot of points to get in the top 10. Like, or be regularly scoring a lot of points.
Yeah.
It's a bit different to running backs.
Yeah. I'd have thought top 15, though. Not just a movement of up two.
I just don't think he started very well with the changing of quarterbacks.
No.
Things change quickly in the NFL, and you only tend to remember. I think the last few months has a bit of a...
Yeah, and even when Deshaun was playing, he was awful anyway.
Next one for you. I'm going to build it up to a couple of tougher ones, but Jordan Addison was 34 wide receiver rank. Where did he finish?
Yeah, he's got to be higher than that, because Jefferson was injured for a lot of the season.
I don't think he's a lot higher than that, but I definitely think he's higher.
He's got to be higher. He will have suffered because of quarterback issues, obviously. But he was wide receiver 1 for most of the season, so he must be higher.
He had some good games with Jefferson as well, so I'm going to go higher. But I don't think he was a lot higher. I reckon he's
didn't he score like 8 consecutive touchdowns or something like that?
I don't know.
Seven or eight.
He scored a few touchdowns.
Yeah.
What was his ADP?
Starting out as 34 ADP.
I reckon he's like 27.
Well, hang on, 27.
Nice.
You get the bonus point that we agreed.
We don't do it.
3 out of 3.
Next one for you, Chris Olave.
Ooh.
Who was wide receiver
Olive.
Rank
Olive Garden.
12. What do we think there, gentlemen?
I was going to go slightly lower.
I was as well.
14, something like that.
I'm going to go lower. I'm saying, do I need to put a number on it? 16.
Lower than both of them two. It's 20.
He was supposed to have a breakout year this year as well.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Eric Carr looked better towards the end of the season, though.
Did he get sexier?
Yeah. It's hard.
He's aging well, isn't he? Age.
How old is Eric Carr now?
Terry McLaurin at 25. Did Terry beat it?
That's tough.
Oh, yeah, this one is tough. Because Terry has been very disappointing this year. Even when Howell was playing well. It didn't go to Joanne, though, did it?
I'm going to go lower.
Okay.
See, I also want to go lower, but I also need to win.
There's five left after this.
I just, yeah. 25.
Yeah, started out wide receiver ranked 25.
25. Yeah, lower.
Was lower. 31 he finished.
Jeez.
I thought that was massively disappointing.
Yeah. With wide receiver one as well.
Yeah. Another tough one for you. DeAndre Hopkins. Wide receiver rank 21.
Ooh.
I'm going to go before Pete. I'm going lower.
Oh, he's thrown Pete right 21. In there.
If Olave was 20, he's got to be lower than Olave. So I'm going lower as well.
Does it change you if I say once Levis took over, he was wide receiver 6?
Levis only played like 3 games though.
No, it was because Olave had some good games. He started too slow to be in the top 20, I think.
You're absolutely right. He finished at wide receiver 26. I do finish with some quite tough ones.
Six out of six. They're all tough. We're just really good at this game.
Yeah, me and Pete have nailed this.
Devonta Smith, wide receiver 13.
Lower.
That was confident, that.
I don't think he got to that level.
You keep saying he's the Gabe Davis.
I don't say he's the new Gabe Davis.
You did say that.
He's one of those players that I will never draft because I don't really rate him.
He had some good games.
He is more consistent than Gabe Davis, but he's not receiver, 13, you say? No,
you need
I'm,
to
not,
score,
I'm not having that.
You need to score a lot of points to be in the top 12.
Yeah,
and
I'm not having it.
I don't think he's... because there was that... Him and AJ Brown never seemed to score points in the same game.
Yeah.
And AJ Brown had that run of 125 yard plus games, which now seems a long time ago for both AJ Brown and the Eagles and everyone involved in them. So I'm going to go lower. I reckon he was probably in about 19, something like that.
Wide receiver 16. So it was low.
Yeah. I'm just ticking. I don't know what these ticks are.
Remember when H said these were going to be tough? Remember that.
To be fair, you've discussed them quite a lot. Chris Godwin, wide receiver, 31 on his ADP. But did he finish higher or lower?
This one is tough because it has all been Mike Evans. It's literally been Mike Evans and Rashad White.
31.
And
though.
Not really anyone else.
Hey, Dalton got a bit. Especially towards the end. Oh, the silence is good.
Yeah.
Silence is good. It means you're thinking.
I'm going to say slightly higher. I'm going to say like 30. If H had told me there was one that was the same,
it would be this is the one.
This probably would have been the one.
I was thinking the same, but like we need to mix it up. So I'm going to go slightly lower for the podcast. I'm doing it for the podcast.
What did you say you would finish?
30.
Hang on.
Oh.
So you got that bonus point back on Peter.
That was the wrong one.
Oh, yes.
The wrong one to gamble on.
Oh, we're doing bonus points now. Great.
Yeah. I've got two belters to finish.
Yes.
Two people that we spoke quite a bit about. First one, DK Metcalf, wide receiver, 17. Did he finish higher or lower? The faces that you two are pulling on this one. This one is a good one.
I had him in a half PPR dynasty league, so that doesn't really tell me anything.
I don't remember him having any games this year where
he blew up.
Yeah. Didn't he have? No. He had one game where you left him on the bench.
Yeah.
And everybody, but the fact that everybody had left him on the bench suggests he wasn't doing very well. He wasn't scoring mega points at that point. Weren't they playing the Cowboys?
I can't remember.
It was a Thursday night game away at the Cowboys, everybody benched him, and he got 20-odd points.
Yeah.
Might have been in the 30s.
Yeah, he got the 70-odd yard touchdown
it was late 20s.
I'm going to say lower, but I'm doing it on the basis of how bad Geno was. We covered Geno's decline.
What did you say, ADP 17?
17.
Yeah, I think...
I'm going to say lower.
Yeah, I'm going to go slightly lower. I think he might have been 18 or something like that.
Close guess, but 17. Finished at 17.
Sorry,
19.
Oh, my.
19. Yeah, it was lower.
Absolutely sold us then.
Ian's 9 out of 9.
I know.
Oh.
Let's see if we can wrap this one up nicely with Deebo Samuel, wide receiver, 15. Did he go higher or lower? That was confident.
Higher.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm just hoping that now Ian goes lower so that I've got a chance to level it up.
For the podcast. For the podcast and for the suspense, I will go lower. But I actually think it is lower because it was all Ayuk, wasn't it?
If I told you Ayuk started the season...
It was all Ayuk.
So Ayuk's on one of my highest risers on the fact that he's gone from like a comfortable...
We're not doing round. That because me and Ian forgot to do it.
I just didn't understand it.
Higher.
Lower.
He was one place higher. He finished with wide receiver 14.
Yes. Tied it up at the end.
But just on IU.
Have you got a tiebreaker?
Yeah, I've got plenty of tiebreakers.
Nine out of 10, one played.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Pete.
Well done. That's proper predictive. None of this 7 and 6s that H was getting.
Rude. Okay. Tiebreaker, somebody that Pete loves.
Well, that's hardly fair.
Marquise Brown,
oh.
Wide receiver, 39. Was that higher or lower?
That was his ADP.
ADP.
His ADP was 39. This is why I get excited. This is why I get excited about him. I was like 39.
Yeah.
But he wasn't very good.
No, he wasn't.
It was the only target. I know that the
McBride.
Yeah, but that was only at the end. The start of the season was all Marquise Brown.
39. I'm going to go... He literally disappeared at the end of the season. 39. How many points do you have to get to be in the top 40 wide receivers? I'm going to say... I'm torn. So.
I'm going to go lower.
Go on then, I'll go slightly.
I'll
go slightly higher. Not much in it, like 38. I'm hoping he's 38. Yeah.
Comfortably lower. 10 low. 10 low. He was 49.
Oh yes.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
Without bonus points as well.
Highest risers in wide receivers, just for information. Obviously, obvious one.
Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua went from
highest riser.
Went from 252 to 5.
62 to 5. Another real high rise is somebody that you spoke about, Nico Collins. Nico Collins was wide receiver 54, finished wide receiver 18.
Oh, yeah.
Another really big one, and you got him in Dynasty, is Jaden Reed, wide receiver 70, finished as wide receiver 28. Which I think was quite good.
Got Puka, Jaden Reed, and Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
That's what you call a taxi squad, yes. Mate. That's what your taxi rank should look like.
Anyone want to take a guess on the biggest drop? I'll tell you, they were wide receiver 47. So it's somebody that you go, yeah, I'm not going to draft them. But they dropped from 47 to 106.
They play?
Yes. Every game.
Every game.
I bar maybe one.
Give
two.
Us at least the conference to like no, narrow it down.
Because it's so obvious. Somebody that we literally slagged off quite often because he should have been wide receiver one and just it was terrible all year.
If he was ADP was 47, he can't have been
He was wide receiver one in that team. Doesn't mean he was target number one, and he definitely didn't finish as wide receiver one either. It's in the AFC.
The Patriots.
No, it's a big team, big team.
It can't be wide receiver one in a big team and have an ADP of 47.
He started the season as wide receiver one in a team that's still in the playoffs.
Oh God, I was gonna say Kenny Golladay then or something like that.
Team that's still in the playoffs.
Still in the playoffs AFC. In the AFC. So either the Texans, the Bills, the Ravens, or the Chiefs.
Not Robert Woods.
Not Bobby Trees, no. You'll punch yourself when I say who it is. Because we had high hopes of him actually doing something this year, and he's just been terrible.
No.
No?
No.
Any listeners, if you've got it, tweet us.
Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney. There's the biggest drop from wide receiver ADP to where they finished.
Biggest drop is a good phrase for Kadarius Toney in the 2023 season.
Yeah.
What was his biggest drop? Because there's quite a few candidates.
Loads. Loads. So while we're doing rankings, we will finish with our top 10 that we went through. And we did it just after mid-season. How we're doing, when we were predicted who was going to finish where.
Oh, with your weird point scoring system.
I figured out a better scoring system after.
Is there a short way of doing this?
You crossed us on two listeners.
There is a short way of doing it. So basically, if you get a player right and in the right position, 3 points. If you name a player that was in the top 10, you get 1 point. So there's no differences. You know, there's no coefficients.
Yeah, okay.
It's nice and simple. So, Pete, your QB rankings, you scored 6.
I'll take that.
So, you got 1 point for Mahomes, Lamar, and Allen. You got 3 points for Jalen Hurts finishing second.
Ooh.
H, you scored 5 on your QBs. You got individual points for Mahomes, Allen, Hurts, Jackson, and Goff. I scored 4.
8 winner.
And that's where we wrap this up.
Yeah.
So, thanks for listening.
I have points for Mahomes.
Remember
Allen
to
Jackson.
Use our code if you play a game day.
And Jalen Hurts.
Cool.
Running backs, though, Pete has a stinker, 4 points. And that includes a 3 for CMC.
Wow. You went Mattison in there, didn't you?
Your only other point was Bijan. He was let down by Eckler, Chubb, Pollard, Taylor, Stevenson, Barkley, Harris, Jones.
I stand by most of those points, no, to be honest.
It's worrying because I think I was not far behind you.
You scored 6.
Wow, okay. CMC for 3.
You got CMC for 3. You got the Bijan point. We also got a point for Derrick Henry and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, cool.
I also scored 6 with the 3 from CMC. I had Bijan, Derrick Henry, and Mixon.
I still don't believe Mixon finished in the top 10.
Not having it.
We're going to have to check that.
Not having it. Receivers, Pete scored 5. We all scored 5 on receivers, to be fair. Points for Pete, for Diggs, Amon-Ra, AJ Brown, DJ Moore, and Tyreek Hill. H was Diggs, Adams,
Tyreek Hill.
AJ Brown. Amon-Ra, CD Lamb.
I didn't have Hill.
And I got points for Diggs, Hill, AJ Brown, Lamb, and Allen, Keenan Allen. I was the only one that believed in him.
Well, no, I believed
Until
in
him.
I believed in him. I just didn't want to tell you lots.
Didn't want to give up your draft strategy. Yeah.
Finally, tight ends, which we don't care about.
I do.
Pete scored 5 points for Kelsey, Hockenson, Kittle, Engram, and Njoku. H got 6.
Ooh.
Kelsey, Hockenson, Kittle,
Engram,
Schultz.
Go on, Dalton.
Getting 6 at the top 10 is pretty impressive.
He's going to dumb me here.
I got 6. With Kelsey, Hockenson, Engram, Schultz, Kittle, and Laporta.
Oh, yeah, you did go Laporta. Good call, that one.
So totals, Pete finished with 20. H has finished with 22.
And I won with 20.
And I have finished with a whopping 21.
You won, mate.
Yes.
So, more than H.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, you're right, Pete. If we would have stopped at QBs,
yeah,
you had that wrapped up.
I had that. I won the quarterbacks. That's all that matters. Told you.
It's all about quarterbacks, consistency.
Quarterbacks are all that matter in this league. We can't get that right.
Great episode. Nice one.
Thanks for that, mate.
Yeah, enjoyed that one.
Yeah. Little bonus feature for you all there. We'll wrap it up by saying, remember, Game Day app, JMDFS is our promo code.
Cold.
Actually, just quickly before we finish. I know we shouldn't have done this.
Oh.
But should we pick who we think is going to win the divisional round games?
Can do, yeah.
Is this going out before the divisional rounds?
Yeah, we'll put it out on Thursday or something.
Sound. Give us the games.
Ravens will beat the Texans.
Oh, come on, H.
I can't.
Come on. You've got to be buying into it now. Just back him.
I am.
You've got a chance it'd be a good game.
I think it'd be a great game. I think it'll be a shootout, but I think the Ravens D is just a little bit strong for us at this moment.
I think you're right. Unfortunately, as I pointed out on the last one, I'd love it to be Texans Lions.
I'd love it to be Texans Lions. But... I just don't think it will be. I think that one's the obvious one, really.
I really hope it's the Texans.
I do.
Purely because it means that the Bengals are the last AFC North team to win a playoff game. But it won't be. It's going to be the Ravens.
Yeah.
I'm going Ravens and Chiefs in the AFC. I think Mahomes will find a way. I might be slightly deluded. But I think Mahomes will find a way to beat the Bills.
No. If it was at Arrowhead, yeah, maybe.
Arrowhead.
I don't think it matters.
I think it does. Arrowhead is loud. I'm taking the Bills.
I think this one's going to be the best game. If I'm completely honest, I think it's going to be a really good one. And I think both quarterbacks are going to carry their teams in one way or another. I think that the Bills came hot at the end of the year, and that's why I'm leaning slightly more Bills than Chiefs, but it wouldn't surprise me if you'd see Mahomes put them on his back again, and like he did. I mean, I'll say the Bills, but like I say, it wouldn't surprise me if the Chiefs did it. The Chiefs, he's outstanding as well.
I think they're all good games.
They are. Well, depends, because I'm going to see my team lose, so, or potentially.
It's still be a good game.
I think it could be a good game. I'm really looking forward to Lions Bucks.
I have.
I think that'll be
I think the Lions are
a good team, and you know, I think they've got that energy that you sort of want to root for them a little bit. But there's something about the way that Baker Mayfield's playing and the Bucks that you just kind of go, they're not going to go in there and get beat easily. They are going to make a game of it.
They're not going to lie down. They're going to go out fighting.
Please.
It's, I still think the Lions. I think the Lions will do it, and I'm picking the Lions. But I think Baker Mayfield makes a game out of it, which is a bizarre thing to say about a divisional round game.
I'm taking the Lions.
I'm taking the Lions as well. I think it's just a little.
Did you know that Baker Mayfield has the same amount of playoff wins since he was drafted as Aaron Rodgers?
Oh wow.
Wow.
So in what's that, 5 years? In the last 5 years, they both won two playoff games.
Wow. How much does Aaron Rodgers get paid?
Wait, Rodgers won a Super Bowl?
Not in the last 5 years, he hasn't.
Oh, 5 years. My apologies, yeah. Sorry, my mind went there. Yeah.
So he must have won at least one.
That's why I was like, that doesn't work. But then, yeah, in the last 5 years, I can understand that. And then the last one.
It was 6 years, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Niners.
Don't think the Packers can do it again.
No, not against the Niners.
Be interesting this week. This is a big week because I think the Niners have got an opportunity to go out there and really make a statement that this is our season, and we're more so than they already have. Packers did really well last week, but it was only the Cowboys. Yeah.
I was doing that with Jordan Love. I was like, that's my dynasty quarterback.
Yeah.
Look at him do so well now, it's over.
Hey, it's great, isn't it?
Where was he during the season?
It's great, isn't it?
I think it is the 49ers.
We did say it does slightly irritate me, because I thought a bit of this was in jest, but we did talk about how it's the Packers, so it'll probably end up being really good. And for when I saw that stat, which I think he's been quietly good, because when I saw that stat that he had over the last, was it 6 to 8 weeks? 6 or 8 weeks, he's had the number one QB rate, passer rating for quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I was just like, they're doing it again, aren't they?
Yeah. It's Brett Favre all over again.
And he looks, he looked, everything looks so easy. It was a bit like watching CJ Stroud. Like, everything looks so easy to him on Sunday night.
There was the throw where he got pressure and he was literally jumping backwards and still managed to throw it like 30 odd yards, and it was like,
and it was a bullet as well off his back foot. It was an absolute rocket of a pass.
He does look the real deal.
Must be hard work being a Packers fan, going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers and now Jordan Love looking good.
I feel sorry for him.
Never know,
they've got like the youngest receiving room in the league as well, haven't they? So they are set for years.
They'll never know the Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan,
the struggles.
Philip Rivers,
Andy Dalton,
Gardner Minshew struggles. So we all going 49ers, though, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I think we're just...
So I think the 49ers, Lions.
So we might reckon 49ers, Lions, and then Ravens, probably Bills.
But you
went to... I reckon. That's the only one we're not in agreement. We're not in agreement on how we're that one.
Yeah. I'm sticking up for Mahomes.
Oh, well, we'll end it there then. Thanks everyone for listening. If you were listening, I hope you didn't turn it off.
If they weren't listening,
if you weren't, I can say whatever I want now.
they're not going to hear it anyway.
So I have to mind my language.
That's how this works, mate.
I'm a bit unsure which intro to finish on now. Should I play your cards right, or should I play our own intro? I'm going to play our own intro. Get in touch with us. If you did play along at home, let us know how you did.
Yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't better than us, because that'd be quite embarrassing. Unless you host your own podcast. In which case, feel free.
Why are you monologuing? Just finish it.
See you later.